is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. On his first trip since taking office, President Trump visiting areas of North Carolina still recovering from Hurricane Helene. The president then heads to Los Angeles this afternoon to get briefed on wildfires.
It'll be a quick visit in the fire zone for President Trump, less than 2 hours in the Pacific Palisades fire area and 3 hours on the ground in L.A. overall before President Trump leaves on Air Force One. But during his stop here, the White House saying he'll meet with first responders, fire victims, and political leaders. One leader apparently excluded by the White House is Governor Gavin Newsom, a political foe. It's unclear if Newsom will try to attend any of the events.
ABC's Alex Stone, the president hinting that he may work to eliminate FEMA and how it responds to disasters. The annual National Right to Life March taking place in Washington, D.C. today. Vice President J.D. Vance among those speaking. A full confirmation vote set for tonight for Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth. Republicans can only lose 3 votes without Democratic support. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A federal grant will allow La Crosse County to study how to improve railroad crossings in Bryce Prairie. To get there, there are 2 county roads that cross the same BNSF rail line. County officials said that there are about 4,000 crossings per day by vehicles, while there are 32 crossings by trains. Officials are trying to figure out how to avoid closing both roads each time a train crosses. The $728,000 grant will add to the $182,000 put up locally for the study, which could take a year and a half to complete. Nobody is hurt after a fire damaged part of a hotel in Black River Falls on Wednesday. Fire officials said that the fire happened in the laundry room of the SureStay Plus by Best Western at 8:50 p.m. Wednesday. Heavy smoke spread throughout the hotel from the fire. 5 fire departments were called to put out the fire, which was kept to the laundry room. The hotel was safely evacuated, and crews worked to ventilate the building after the fire. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Add Arcadia to the list of area school districts going to referendum. The district is seeking a 4-year operational referendum at a total price tag of $3.75 million to cover the cost of paying for staff and facilities. 92 districts statewide so far have committed to a referendum this spring, 5 in February, including Mauston, and 87 more in April, including Arcadia, Bangor, Cochrane, Fountain City, DeSoto, Holman, Independence, Melrose, Mindoro, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Viroqua, and Whitehall. This year's Green Bay Packers tailgate tour is coming to the Cooley region. The Packers announced yesterday a series of stops from April 8th through the 12th, which will include a stop in Onalaska on April 10th. The Onalaska stop is hosted by the Hunger Task Force at the Stony Creek Hotel. Tickets for the stop are available on the Hunger Task Force website. Josh Jacobs, Tucker Kraft, Lucas Van Ness, Amon Green, Jermichael Finley, John Michaels, and Mark Murphy will appear on the tour.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
The Bucks turned down the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat by nearly 30 points, 129-96. Miami suspending former Marquette star Jimmy Butler for missing the team flight to Milwaukee. Butler in a contract dispute with the Heat. Doc Rivers asked if he was surprised about the situation.
No, I don't know if I'm surprised or not. I just hope they find a way through it. I've been through these things before. You know, I was in Philly with Ben Simmons and all that. It's no fun for anyone.
NFL, 2 players from Wisconsin, among those to be named NFL Defensive Player of the Year, the Steelers' T.J. Watt from Pewaukee, and Eagles linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer.
That's really cool, really special. Honestly, not even on the spectrum of a goal of mine. I really just try to be the best player I can be and try to maximize my potential and my ability. It's a lot of credit to the guys up front and the guys on this team for aiding in my success.
That's Zach Bond. The Eagles host the Commanders Sunday at 2 for the NFC title with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with a bit of light snow possible late in the day. Highs near 20. Look for that breeze to pick up as well. For tonight, continued breezy with still a bit of light snow possible early. Mostly cloudy skies otherwise with lows in the upper teens. Right now, it's 15 degrees.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, James Santel will discuss how to defend the Constitution. Also, how many pardoned J6ers violently attacked police officers, and what's in the RFK and MLK Jr. assassination files? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on this TGIF edition, Friday, January 24th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. Cannot thank Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez enough, along with Brady Ewing enough, two great people. Part of what makes Wisconsin great. That's what you want, Zommers, to end the week feeling good.
Absolutely. It's informative. It's feel good. It's stuff that brings us together.
Right. We're always better when we come together. And hour two, let me tell you, it's not going to disappoint either. At the bottom of the hour, our friend and ongoing contributor, the managing editor of E-Bombs World, ebombsworld.com, we'll be in with a bi-weekly week in review. Now, these are actual things that actual humans have done. You're going to hear some of these headlines. You're going to go, well, that's just too weird. Well, it's human behavior. And as we know, sometimes human behavior is stranger than fiction. So anyway, he's going to be in at the bottom of the hour. Take some of your phone calls now as well. I'm very, very excited about this, by the way. I'm very excited. Time once again at 7 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. But of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you time can once again for What's Worse. There is no prize money involved. No three-way blenders to give away. Not even a pool boy in sight. But we do have your opportunity to have your voices heard across the state of Wisconsin. Now, think about it. How many times have you said, if I could only tell people off, here's your chance? Well, maybe not tell them
about
off.
About specific things.
Right, right. We have 11 stations. How fortunate are we? 11 stations across the state of Wisconsin. Civic Media is the largest privately owned radio network in the state of Wisconsin. All major media markets. If you need to have your message put out, if you're a business, an organization, contact us. We'll help you get your message out. But here's your chance as a listener, as a viewer, and thanks to all the people today watching us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, X, the X-Files, whatever it is. We appreciate you. We appreciate you, and thanks for coming on along. So here it is. Here's how it works. We ask you a question, and then we invite you to call in or text in on the Civic Media app and give us an answer and weigh in. And I've been looking forward to this with our CP, one of our great co-executive producer, CP writes these, and he has outdone himself today, in my opinion. All right, let's get to it. What's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials? What's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. 4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Don't have the app, you say? No worries. We got you covered. Go to your app store. If you're like, well, where the heck is my app store? Look at your phone screen. There'll be a blue icon. It looks like the letter A made from popsicle sticks. Well, if you have an Apple device. I'm not sure what it looks like on an Android. You click on
it
that.
It's like the sideways triangle play button, but multicolored.
All right. Thank you very much. So you click on that. You open it up. It'll be a search bar. You type in Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Media. You open it up, and then you click download. It takes less than a minute, and it is free. Doesn't cost you a dime. It's what Gayle King at CBS calls a deal, the Civic Media app. And then you can choose any of the first 11 stations, and you can text us and give us your opinion. So what's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials on television? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842.
This one is kind of a tough one because, in my opinion, you know, they both can be annoying. They both can be very formulaic. Mm. But I will say personal injury commercials are fun. They're funnier.
You think they are funnier,
car,
yeah.
Car commercials are all the same.
Right.
With slight variation. It's like, we're in the wilderness. Big wide shot of a car racing across the desert. Right. And sometimes they're really obnoxious. But
go ahead. Sorry.
Personal injury ones, at least they're usually funny, even if they are more annoying because you get the one call, that's all.
That's what we're talking. I was going to say, if you're not familiar with, we should have just used the thing, right?
Law offices.
Yeah, but see if you can dial. We should have. We're actually doing show production during the show.
or we've got this classic.
All right.
Attention. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Mesothelioma is
on and on and on about mesothelioma.
See, I'm not sure if they even exist in the Google sphere, but dial up, as my former boss Dale Schultz likes to say, Google it up. Jack McManus. Jack McManus, I think it was in Verona, Oregon. Jack McManus, Oregon law firm commercial. Because he was the guy who really started these. He was a guy in Oregon, Wisconsin, not the state, but the town, Oregon, here in Dane County. He had a pilot's license, and he had an old biplane, and he had an old dog, and he wore a cowboy hat, and he'd a log cabin, and he'd do these commercials with his dog and a gun and a cowboy hat. And it was Jack McManus, you know. And you know what? He was very successful, by the way, in Wisconsin as an attorney. And now you have, and look, Gruber down in Milwaukee, I guess he's statewide, but Gruber, I mean, my God, this guy almost single-handedly sponsors the Brewers, the Bucks, the Badgers. I mean, he really spends a lot of money and helps out the state in terms of sports, certainly. But he's very involved in the Milwaukee community. And he was at the world premiere when we were there of the Just Had Been Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers. Tremendously nice man. Now, this other guy, Nicolay. Now, where did he come from? Because for years it was Gruber. And then, of course, you had the more mild version of like Habish. And it always.
And Routier.
Right. But they keep seeming to have people come and go. Because for a while it was Habish. Then it was Habish and Davis. Then it was back to Habish. Then it was Habish, Davis, and Routier. I can't keep up. And then you've got, what's the one with Bill Shatner? Because that stemmed from the old ABC show. Geez, Todd, think Mad Cow Disease, where he played Denny Crane. And he'd say, Denny Crane. And so they hired him to do Hubie Abraham.
It was commercial. Yes.
And so what happened was either Hubie or Abraham ran into William Shatner at some ski lodge or something in Canada. And they said, hey, we have this law firm. Would you do an ad for us in character as Denny Crane? And he did. They probably paid him a lot of money, but he did it for Hubie and Abraham. Boston Legal is the name of the show. Jeez, Todd, why couldn't I think? So anyway, Jeff Perry, when we asked the question, what's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials? Perry says, personal injury commercials. Don't agree? Sue me. P.S. Fear the beard. See, that's now this Nicolay guy, even though he has a name like Wisconsin, I don't think he's from Wisconsin. He's from another state, and he's trying to hone in on Graber's lot. I think that's what. And you drive, and you got this guy all over. Tony Zimmerman from YouTube says Nicolay Law has 46,000 subscribers on YouTube. Wow, people seem to like his ads. That blows my mind too, Tony. I mean, I have YouTube envy for Nicolay. maybe I should just, because he has a completely bald head. Maybe I need to completely get rid of what little hair I have left on my head and keep the beard. I don't know. What's worse, personal injury commercials or the car commercials? And we're talking about like the Toyota-thon. You know, oh, there's a Toyota-thon because they want you to sell more cars. 855-752-4842. Our ongoing contributor speaking up, Mr. Perry calling in. Jerry Perry, what's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials?
So this is a really hard one. So I think the personal injury ones are a little worse. And the car one, there aren't really very many good car commercials anymore. But Toyota-thon used to be always – the commercials featured Squire Friedel.
Really?
This guy?
No, I don't think so.
He was a semi-professional comedian, isn't he? With Squire Friedel.
Squire Friedel.
Very popular. But he found his gig. He found his gig hosting the Toyota-thon commercials. So just remember Squire. But so you reminded me of this thing that there used to be. I'm pretty sure this is a Marx Brothers thing. Mm-hmm. But so imagine it's a law office and the phone rings and the guy picks up the phone and he says, law offices of Johnson, Johnson & Johnson. Mr. Johnson, no, I'm sorry, he's golfing. Mr. Johnson, no, I'm sorry, he's out today. Mr. Johnson, speaking.
That's pretty good. See, I would like that. I would like that. and I actually get it because I was a huge Boston Legal fan. I'm a huge Bill Shatner fan. So I like the Hubert Abrahamson ones because it reminds me of a Boston Legal. And he does it in character as Denny Crane without saying Denny Crane. So that was great.
Yeah, that's perfect. And then you bring up Jack McManus.
Right?
Who was a legend.
He was.
Do you remember it? So it was the Legal Clinic, right? Wasn't
right,
the
right.
Legal Clinic?
Yes, you're right.
And the one that I remember, he's in a swimming pool. And he's got all this jewelry on, and he's swimming around in the swimming pool. And somehow this is an ad for a law office. It's just absolutely amazing.
I mean, he used to drive around in a Hummer and he flew in a biplane. He had a place up in Alaska. And he got so big and made so much money, he'd only fly down from Alaska for the big cases. That's a true story. I met him a couple of times, and he was as big in person in terms of personality as he was on the ad commercial. Smoked a big cigar all the time. I mean, right out of Central Casting.
Oh, absolutely perfect. All those commercials were great.
CP put this together. Great personal injury commercials versus car commercials. But for my money, I don't want to see any more of these Son of Bello commercials. I don't need to see, you know, people with their fat all over my TV while I'm trying to eat dinner. You understand? That just grosses me out. I'm serious. I'm done with it. agree or disagree, Perry?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
All right. Thank you.
I'm with you.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for calling in. We always appreciate your perspective. Jeff Perry. Dale in Oshkosh on WISS. You're up next. What's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials? Stay tuned.
Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We have updates on important state Supreme Court cases involving the outcome of a November 2024 North Carolina Supreme Court election and whether Pennsylvania can count mail ballots with missing dates. First to North Carolina, where after two recounts, a race for Supreme Court justice is separated by 734 votes, with 5.5 million ballots cast. Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs was declared the winner over Appeals Court Judge Jefferson Griffin, but Griffin refused to concede and appealed to invalidate as many as 60,000 voters. Griffin's challenge includes voters with felony convictions, despite North Carolina's returning citizen rights restoration. He and the North Carolina GOP also challenge voters with incomplete registration information, some of whom are even elected officials and have voted for years. Wednesday, the Carolina Journal reported that the North Carolina Supreme Court refused to hear the case in a 5-1 decision, sending it back to Wake County Superior Court to consider Judge Griffin's complaints. Back in October, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court refused to rule on whether on-time mail-in ballots missing a signing date could be counted. Of the two challenges filed, the ACLU's argument that rejecting the ballots is a violation of the state constitution's free and equal elections clause will be considered. No trial date has been set. We have more on both cases at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
The Toyota Celica Supra is life in the fast lane that's almost beyond belief. But the Supra is not the only way to join the fast crowd. There's a now classic sporty Celica GT Coupe and the GT Liftback. And for those who would like a sporty Celica for a little less money, there's the ST, the lowest priced Celica.
To find out which one's for you, drive a Celica. Then just trust your feelings.
Oh, 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 what a feeling.
A Celica selection.
Toyota.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Peter Rapine from EPOM's World, the managing editor, with the Week in Review. Wacky headlines about stories of weird and wacky real human beings. But right now, we're right in the middle of what's worse, asking you, what's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials? Like the one we just heard for a Toyota-thon. Aaron Zommer's on the board.
Squire Friedel, as as Jeff Perry told us about.
Well, and Mike, listening up on our great station at WGBW in Green Bay, home of a great morning show up there, Mino and the Mayor. Check him out. Also the home studio for our great friend and colleagues, Pete Schwabe, and also Conrad, great producer for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Mike, listening up in Green Bay, says, not to get too far off topic, but Squire Friedel also played Ronald McDonald for years. As Johnny Carson once said, I did not know that. Wow. Nicely done, Mike. A little trivia there. Pulled out from Green Bay on WGBW. Squire Friedel as Ronald McDonald. You don't see a lot of Ronald McDonald commercials, by the way, anymore.
No.
Is it just too freaky for kids these days?
It might be.
I mean, you had the Grimace and the Hamburglar and all
I
that.
I know Grimace is still a thing. They did the Grimace Burger or whatever, the Grimace Shake and the Grimace and Hamburglar. those two are big.
All right. What's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Dale, listening on one of our other great stations, WISS, up in Oshkosh. Dale, what's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials?
Personal injury, and there's one in particular that drives me nuts. It's for a mesothelioma specialist.
We played that one, yes.
Introduces himself as Matt Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. And it's like, okay, please space out your name. Put an Abersand in there, something. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Thank you, Dale. Appreciate it. No, that when you have these – I know what he's talking about, right? Where yep. it's like some law firm out of state that has a license to practice law in Wisconsin, and they want a class action. So they want everybody to call in and join with them, and they sue for millions and millions of dollars, and the law firm usually gets like at least a third, if not more.
Right.
And then the poor people that are actually being hurt get like a couple of bucks out of the deal. What's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials? Troy, our good friend in Mount Horeb, listening on WMDX, says, I work for a car dealership, so I have to say personal injury. Now, look, I'm not saying that all car commercials are bad, by the way. And again, deep respect for Gruber. I mean, this guy has given millions of dollars to support Wisconsin and great projects, particularly in the greater Milwaukee area and certainly for sports.
And he's always at Bucks games. He's an active member of the community.
Gruber is the real deal. I've never seen this Nicolet guy anywhere around. I think he's from out of state. But you see the commercials all the time. That's the point. And we get, as much as you appreciate the sponsorship, I mean, you can get overloaded. So what's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Also, Gruber and Nicolay are getting a lot of free airtime here. So, I mean, what do they got to complain about? Jude, listening in East Troy, saying, I cannot remember anything besides the lawyer says, my friends call me Barry, the same head for 20 years. He is using very old technology. I don't know that I know that one. East Troy, maybe that's only a Milwaukee area one. I'm not sure. Which one is that? We'll try to find it here. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials? The breaking questions of the day. To end up Friday, I mean, look, it's been a rough week. the news, there's been a lot. As my former barista, when I owned a coffee shop, Miguel, like I would sit there, and poor Miguel, he was like my counselor. He was much younger than me, great young man, and he listened to me just tell about all my woes, and at the end he'd go, wow, that's a lot. So I mean, when you look at the news this week, it's been a lot. So we need just to kind of chill out here at the end of the week, have some fun. What's worse, go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Steve, listening on WMDX in Madison. Steve, what's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials?
Well, I don't know, but if you're talking about Madison lawyers and commercials, you can't forget about Ken Hur. I don't know if you've discussed him yet on your show, but he was one of the first guys to break the ice of attorneys advertising on TV when it was still debatable whether it was ethical or not. And he was a general practitioner. He had one commercial where he said he would take your OWI case, and if he lost, he'd give you a 10-speed bite. Do you remember that one?
I forgot that. That's right. If he lost your OWI case, he'd give you a 10-speed bike.
And then he had another one where he totally did a takeoff on one of the local jewelers, had this woman in the water with jewelry hanging off of her neck. And at the end of the ad, she does a hand thing where she splashes water at the camera. And Ken Hur, this big, fat, heavy guy, does a takeoff on it where he's in the water and he splashes people.
I remember that. I'd forgotten all about that. Oh, my God. I'm so glad you called in, Steve. That's fantastic. That's awesome. Hey, thanks for calling in. Have a great weekend, Steve. 855-752-4842. Thank you. 855-752-4842. Give the last word quickly to Whistler up at the old hometown, WRCE in Richland Center. What's worse, Whistler, personal injury or car commercials?
Well, I'm old enough to remember when advertising for your legal firm on TV was illegal.
Right?
So, I would have to say that the advertising for attorneys is worse.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Whistler. Have a great weekend up there in the RC. I'm going to say as well, personal injury commercials drive me bananas more than car commercials.
I think it depends, but overall, yeah.
Come on back, Peter Rapine, and the week in review, weird and wacky headlines about weird and wacky humans. It's the Tom Allball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. After lawmakers approved a bill to overhaul the state's reading curriculum, Tony Evers signed it into law, but the governor told the state legislature on Wednesday during the State of the State address that the funding has yet to be released by the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
In 2023, lawmakers passed a bill to overhaul how the state teaches reading in public schools. The new system is commonly referred to as the science of reading. It's backed by research and focuses more on phonics. It includes new curriculum and materials and hiring literacy coaches for school districts to use when they need to. Schools started this shift for students in 4K through 3rd grade in the fall, but they're doing it without the money they were expecting from the legislature. When it was passed, Act 20 included $50 million to switch to this new method, but lawmakers on the Joint Finance Committee have not released that money. If the $50 million for the new reading materials isn't released by June 30th, it'll go into the state surplus, which is already massive at $4 billion. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Because Act 20 is law, school districts around the state have to pay for the materials and training on their own without any reimbursement by the state. The State Education Convention wrapped up Friday with a keynote speech by Governor Tony Evers, who echoed many of the statements he made during his State of the State address earlier in the week. That included a call for additional mental health funding for children and a demand for the state legislature's Joint Finance Committee to release $50 million in already approved funding for Act 20, the state's mandated overhaul of public school reading programs. The convention itself featured a number of breakout sessions tied to topics like school finance and referendums, as nearly 100 districts are on the ballot this spring across the state asking local taxpayers for more money to pay for teachers, operations, and facilities. Other popular topics at this year's convention included school safety initiatives, strategies for hiring and retention, communication and marketing, and artificial intelligence. In addition to breakouts, the state's top educators were also recognized during the convention. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. We are hitting the height of awards season buzz. The granddaddy of them all, the Academy Awards, are right around the corner, and the nominations are officially out. Let's start off in the category everyone is on pins and needles about, Best Sound. Just kidding. There's pretty much something for everyone, as 10 films from several genres have been recognized in the Best Picture category. Leading the nominations this year is the foreign film Emilia Perez with 13 nominations. The musical tells the story of a drug kingpin struggling with gender-affirming issues. Close behind Emilia were The Brutal List and Wicked with 10 nominations apiece. Conclave and A Complete Unknown also made an impressive showing with 8 noms each. Rounding out the nominees in the Best Picture category were independent films Nickel Boys, Anora, The Substance, I'm Still Here, and the blockbuster Dune 2. There is your list of movies to check out before March 2. You have 6 weeks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with a bit of light snow possible late in the day. Highs near 20. Look for that breeze to pick up as well. For tonight, continued breezy with still a bit of light snow possible early. Mostly cloudy skies otherwise with lows in the upper teens. Right now, it's 15 degrees.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. 1 in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
The dismantling of diversity, equity, and inclusion under Donald Trump has already begun. On the next show, we'll talk with Dr. Eva Martinez-Paulus about what DEI really is.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
But baby, it's cold outside. But baby, it's cold outside. This evening has been hoping that you drop in. I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on a TGI Friday, January 24th, 2025. Zommers on the board. Appreciate all of you from the shores of Lake Superior down to the shores of Lake Michigan, from Green Bay to the Mississippi River and all places in between across the state of Wisconsin and around the world in the Civic Media app on a Friday. And all you folks watching us on the stream, thank you. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, big listening, viewing audience today. Glad I dressed up a little bit. So thanks. And for those that tune in, here's the benefit if you watch us on, and of course you can listen to us for free on the Civic Media app as well. But on the video part of it, the streaming, we have kind of a secret show. You can see us while we're off mic getting ready. And sometimes it's fun, and sometimes you're like, why did I do this? But it's usually fun. And one of the people that always make it a lot of fun every other Friday is our great friend, star of stage and screen, the finest Brooklyn has to offer, Mr. Peter Rapine, the managing editor of E-Bombs World. Peter, how the heck are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm a little cold today. I've been a little cold all week. Probably not as cold as you guys have been.
Well, not as cold as down in New Orleans. So the Milwaukee Bucks were down in New Orleans for an NBA game, and it got canceled because of snow, and they had to fly back to Milwaukee.
Yeah. There's a joke in there about climate change or global warming.
Right,
I didn't quite have it.
There's no, right? I mean, basically, we're all screwed, but anyway.
Yeah, thanks, Al Gore.
Right. Peter, of course, is the managing editor for EPOM's World, and he comes to us with the week in review every other week. And it's important, Peter, we always like to start out by saying, this is not fiction, and it's not made up either. these are real stories of real, actual, wacky human beings.
I know I say it every week, but we're funny, but I like to think our team is funny, but we're not that funny.
you and your team scour the interwebs, the newspapers, the columns to bring us the best of human behavior or the worst.
Yes, we like to do the highs and the lows. And I think this week I won't disappoint. I hope
All right. It doesn't. Well, let's get right into it, Peter Rapine. First headline of the week.
All right. This one, we have some audio to go along with it as well. Mm-hmm. And it's an experience I think most people have felt, but no one has ever actually gotten to actualize like the main character in this video did. So headline reads, flight attendant gets sick of crying babies, starts singing half-assed lullabies to the whole plane.
Headline, flight attendant gets sick of crying babies, starts singing half-assed lullabies to the whole plane. Explain, Peter Rapine.
Well, the short of it is there was a flight. Not really sure where it was going or where it was coming from, but it was filled with babies who needed a nap. And at some point in the flight, one of the attendants clearly was fed up. And so he gets on the mic and he gets, I think it's probably best if Zombies can play the clip and we can hear it.
All right, here we go. A flight attendant who is sick of babies crying on the plane.
Make any noise on the flight. Let's go to sleep. Close your eyes, go to sleep, 90
That is magical. Magical. The fact that he knew like the melody, but knew none of the words and made it up. Right?
What's the over under on how many crying babies were on the flight? Five, six, seven? Like
I bet you I'm gonna guess because one or two you think, okay, I bet the over under is five.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that's a safe bet.
Yeah.
I think three, you probably don't get that annoyed. Yeah. I wonder if he got in trouble. I doubt it. I hope not.
I
wonder if there's like a memo went out like, hey guys, we know you think you're funny, but it's really not that funny. We don't want to go viral on TikTok or stuff like this.
But I think he speaks for a lot of us, particularly those of us who don't have kids. You know, you think, well, you know, Sally or Billy or they're going to get a little cranky, and that's fine when you take off. Mm-hmm. But then I've been on those flights where, and I feel bad for the parent because the parent, you know, but it's like, holy criminy sakes alive. That literally, Peter, that's why I bought noise canceling headphones. I'm serious.
See, I'm one of those guys on the flight that listens to music and just stares at the flight tracker.
I don't
watch movies. Maybe I'll read a book. Maybe I'll write a little bit. But I just watch that flight tracker the entire time.
I do too. Kindred spirits. I love to see where we're at. I like that. I like that, the flight tracker.
Especially the ones where you can toggle it like over the map or the satellite picture or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of a geography buff, so that's cool. All right. Oh, that was a fantastic. What a way to start off. Peter Rapine of EPOM's World. Next headline.
All right. So this one's obviously very timely. It's been very cold all over the country, everywhere, basically except San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Headline reads, dude taking a pee in negative 33 degree weather gets his thing stuck to the ground.
We have to clean because there are certain things we can't say on the radio. So thank you. I appreciate that. So the headline, as we make it FCC compliant, dude taking a leak in negative 33 degree weather gets his schlong stuck to the ground.
Now,
I have several questions, but first explain.
Well, it's like the scene in A Christmas Story where the one kid gets his tongue stuck to the pole. except this man is an adult and he's drunk and he's outside at night outside of a club with his pants down and his entire member is frozen to the ground. And you can see, because there's like a group of security guards standing around, like making sure he's okay. And they're trying to lift him up, and they can't. He gets stuck.
But
yes,
I'm
going to put the video on the screen so that Todd can see it.
Is he just well endowed, or is he a very short man? I mean, how do you get it stuck to the ground?
Over. He must have fallen over.
Oh, see.
It's the whole fruit basket.
It literally shows it. So the poor guy is out taking a leak, and apparently he passes out, or at least stumbles.
Yeah.
He falls face forward, and his schlong is still out, and it freezes to the ground?
Well, I mean, if it's negative 33 degrees, you don't have that long before something like that happens.
I mean, our meteorologists warn us about this. I mean, exposure, you know, frozenness can happen quickly. We're talking like a legit negative 33, not with wind chill.
No, yeah. A legit negative 33.
Right.
3 degrees.
I mean, the moral of that story is, you know, don't whip it out when temperatures are below zero.
Yeah, don't try to do like some frozen ramen challenge. It's not going to end well.
On behalf of men everywhere, ouch. I mean, really? I mean, how do you unfreeze it? I mean, what do you put down there? Because, I mean, does somebody have a warm washcloth? I mean, I don't
would
know.
Imagine, yeah, just like a glass of hot water. something.
Or if somebody else pee.
I mean, what do you do? Offer mouth to mouth? I mean, I don't know. I mean, how do you unfreeze it? I don't know. It depends on how good looking the guy is, I guess. I don't know.
That is some quick thinking, Todd.
Oh, Lordy. Okay.
Yeah, where's the Hawk to a girl when you need her?
Because it's a public service in that case. It's a public
at that
service.
Point it is.
All right. That was fantastic. All right, Peter Rapine. Again, all of these headlines, this isn't silliness that's made up. This is actual human behavior that the great folks at epalmsworld.com compile for us. All right, next headline.
So this next one we also have audio for. I don't want to say too much about it. I want us to listen to it.
Do you want to give us
the headline? Yeah, I'm going to give you the headline. It's short and sweet and to the point.
All right.
They trained a crow to be British.
They trained a crow to be British. All right, here we go.
You all right, Michael? I'm all right.
It may be a little hard for some of our listeners to hear, but the bird says, I think I'm all right, but in a British accent.
You all right, love?
Yeah, he's saying, are you all right, love?
Are you all right, love? That I've never heard a British crow or a British bird before.
No.
That's amazing.
No, I wish I had more context for it, but it's kind of the perfect piece to just absorb without knowing. Like, what do you need to know?
Right.
A crow is speaking in a British accent. That's it. That's all I got to say about it.
Right. That's all you need to say. No,
it is beautiful, though. I think the British have like funny ways of saying things like, oh, you all right, love? Like, it just sounds funny. So to hear a crow say it, you can't really tell the difference. Like, that could be a British person if I didn't have the video. I would have no idea.
Yeah. It's fantastic. And again, it shows that no matter where you're from, whether it's kids or birds, apparently, I mean, they mimic what they hear. It's your think about that, your surroundings, how much that means to a person.
Well, there is another famous bird video of, I think it's a bird of a guy who has Tourette's, or it's a parrot. And the parrot had like learned all these like terrible curse words.
Oh, yeah. Because that's a real
maybe
thing.
Maybe in 2 weeks I can find it and we can do like a classic roundup.
Birds.
The bird. This like animal services come to take the bird away, and the bird is just like cussing them out for like 3 minutes straight.
Oh my gosh! Really?
So, F you!
Oh my gosh!
Pretty famous old video that we've had on the site for years. I'll find it and share it with you guys.
The world, the wild and wacky of animals as well as humans. All right, Peter Rapine. Next headline.
All right. So we do some service journalism, not a ton, but this was probably be one of those stories for us. So headline reads: here's what it's like to rent a fat man in Japan.
Here's what it's like to rent a fat man in Japan. Again, several questions. The first line in the story is, it looks like fun. Explain.
So in Japan, there's an app service where you can hire people to put a bookshelf, or you can hire people to do all sorts of jobs. But on the service, you can also just hire fat men. And there is a weight limit. You have to be over 220 pounds to qualify as one of these rentable fat men. And the video that we have is just made by an Instagram influencer. He's like a travel influencer. And so he interviews the guy and he asks him, like, what do you mostly get rented for? And surprisingly, not very surprisingly, he gets rented to eat food mostly.
Rented to eat food.
People like to take him out to dinner because he's a big guy.
What's the payoff?
I don't know. I think maybe there's like a fetish thing in there where like people like to watch a bigger man eat, or maybe it's people that want to have company.
I mean, I don't get it. I mean, dude, like if you could eat that entire bowl of spaghetti in one sitting, I will be bricked. I mean, who says that? I mean, I don't get it. But you rent as they use the term a fat man, but not to like carry anything or I don't know, just to just take to him eat. Out to eat.
I mean, it sounds like the perfect job.
Well, sure. I mean, if you like to
you
eat.
You don't have to. Yeah. He also said he gets rented sometimes to be a security guard.
Well, that I can see.
And he has been rented for photo shoots where people wanted to take photos of him.
Really?
He didn't specify if they were like sexy or naked photos.
Right.
But yeah, I guess in Japan, it's a thing you can do. You can rent big boys.
Does this have to do with a sumo wrestling?
I do not think so. No.
All right.
The limit here is like the minimum weight is 220 pounds. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the average sumo guy is, but I would imagine they're much
probably
bigger
heavier.
Than that.
Yeah, probably heavier.
Yeah.
All right. Well, stay around. Don't go anywhere, folks. Breaking news headlines like these from EPOM's World and Peter Rapine are straight ahead. We'll wrap up the week. Zommers, Rapine, Allball on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at chulavistaresort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at chulavistaresort.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations across Civic Media you are listening to around the state. Quick check of weather by our great meteorology team and the wonderful and talented Mr. Mike Clemens. Our sports reporter brings you a sports update as well. And then get ready for another 2 hours more of great, fantastic conversation, news, information. Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show will be along from 2 until 4, followed by Dom Selvia, 4 to 6, Mr. Pete Schwabba and Nightlight from 6 until 8, Rick Smith Across America, and then our friend Mr. Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. So keep it tuned right here to Civic Media throughout the day. Right now we're joined, as we are every other Friday, for a week in review, a humorous look at the actual real human behavior of wild and wacky humans, the managing editor of EPOM's World, Mr. Peter Rapine, joining us via StreamYard. Always a pleasure, Peter. Next headline, my friend.
Yes, next headline. This one comes to us from a hip-hop artist, a producer who has, I don't want to say fallen out of favor, but maybe he's not as big as he used to be, a man by the name of Rick Ross.
Rick Ross, all right.
You, Yes, if you grew up in the 90s, 2000s, you probably know him. Well, Rick Ross has been in, he's been in Africa filming a new record or producing a new album. And the headline reads, Rick Ross is convinced he's being followed by drones that look like birds.
Rick Ross is convinced he's being followed by drones that look like birds. Explain.
So he's filming from like his porch, his veranda in South Africa, and it's a, he's filming a bird.
Right.
In the sky. And he's talking like, y'all ain't smart. I know that's a drone. I know y'all are following me. Y'all are watching me. Like, clearly a bird. Because he thinks someone out there is spying on him.
Right.
A governmental body. Maybe it's Meek Mill or Puff Daddy. Who knows? But Rick Ross is clearly going through it.
he's going through it. And do you think he's doing this for, as they say, content to get people to watch? Or do you think he actually believes that some of these birds are drones?
Well, I'll say if he's doing it for content, it's not very good content. I think he could try harder.
Right.
No, he's probably just like, you know, probably just smoked too much weed or, you know. Sure. Maybe he read too much into that New Jersey news a couple of weeks ago about those drones.
Mm-hmm.
But it's clearly just like a falcon in the video.
Well, there are no drones that look like birds that we know of anyway.
Well, they are. They do have them in China.
Really?
South Africa is a long way away from China. Yes, yeah. China actually does have like surveillance drones that look like birds that they,
wow,
you know, have surveilling people in cities. So it is a real thing.
All right. So I did not know
Mr.
that.
Mr. Ross isn't entirely paranoid, just mostly paranoid.
All right. Next headline, Peter Rapine.
Next headline. So TikTok did not get banned last week. Everyone was talking about TikTok, China. Americans were downloading a new app called Red Note. So this kind of was our way into that story. Americans are worried that China is winning the burger war.
Americans are worried that China is winning the burger war. All right, let's go.
And it's a video of like a Chinese food stand. And in America, when you think about burgers and you think about like burgers that get extras, right? The add-ons, you can really stuff things on it, an egg, bacon, an onion ring, fries, whatever. Americans take their burger technology and we stack it on top. We make our burgers like skyscrapers.
Right.
China has taken a new approach to this. Their burgers aren't getting taller. Their burgers are getting wider.
I'm watching video that you add on this story. It's amazing. Go ahead.
So instead of just like a normal burger that's like maybe too big to actually bite, it's an ingenious idea. Why not just make the burger fatter and wider in the sides? You can still bite it, but you get twice as much burger out of it.
And you're right.
Kind of an ingenious idea.
Ingenious is the word here, because to your point, you know, a lot of, you know, pubs now, whatever, they, you're right. So they want to do a smash burger, then they put an egg on there and a pickle and a half a chicken and a hot dog. And, you know, it's a foot high by the time you get done. And
you
can't
eat it.
Right. You can't eat it. So what we're seeing here at ebombsworld.com, I mean, literally these burgers and the buns are like the size of a small dinner plate.
If you've ever been to Cops in Milwaukee, they're even bigger than those.
All right. There you go.
Whoa.
So you're right. I think it is a genius. And here in China, they're putting pineapple on a burger. I've never seen that before.
I've never had that, but I do know that that's a popular thing. I think a better way for China and America to, you know, figure out our disputes with one another is not through like technology or war. I think it probably is best done through burgers. Like, we should have a burger war.
I'll put a Culver's burger up against this any day of the week.
Right?
A butter burger.
Petition the next Olympics. Right? We'll do a burger challenge or burger off.
It's going to be in L.A. It's going to be in Los Angeles. And Craig Culver's got his own plane. We could fly out Culver's burgers and chefs to take these people on in a side deal. I bet you our friend Kelly Call down at Hermosa Beach at the Underground Pub. We'll have it there at the Underground Pub in Hermosa Beach, Culver's versus China for the best burger in the world. We figured it out, Peter.
Yeah. It's low, right? Everyone eats. It's a good time.
It's good time. As my middle school history teacher, Ken Lewis, likes to say, a good time had by all. Peter, it's always a pleasure. We always have a great time when you're with us. We thank you for your work. All these stories and more can be found at epalmsworld.com. Peter, thank you so much. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, my friend.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Aaron. Have a great one.
Yep, thank you. Thanks to Peter. Thanks to Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Thanks to Brady Ewing, to Aaron Zommers and the board. All of you watching on the stream and across the state of Wisconsin on the airwaves and the Civic Media Record Network, we thank you. We'll see you on Monday. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Have a great weekend. Maggie Dawn is next.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
It is the weekend. That means coming up on the show, we'll break down all the news that you might have missed and wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After President Trump declared a national emergency at the southern border, military aircraft now involved in deportation flights.
It's the first time in recent memory that the military has been directly involved in deportations. U.S. officials confirmed that C-17s carrying dozens of Guatemalan nationals left military airfields in Arizona and Texas. The White House posted pictures of migrants lining up to board the cargo jets. The president this week signed orders assigning U.S. Northern Command a new mission to seal the border. But local officials in border towns say illegal crossings have ebbed since the Biden administration moved to curb access to asylum last spring.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. President Trump visited North Carolina, getting briefed on recovery efforts after Hurricane Helene. President says he's considering getting rid of FEMA and instead giving funding directly to states. He's also visiting California's fire zones today. And the big chill turning into the big thaw in the South after a rare winter storm this week. This is ABC News.
You can always continue.